thing. Party. Yeah. Oh, I've recently taken to at work just saying, like, dance party. Just, yep. Like, you know, I show up late and somebody's already working on something. I'm like, oh, man, did I miss the dance party? When we're working on, like, a migration or something, like, there's a bunch of just awkward silence. I'm like, so who's in for dance party? Just, like, dance party. And every once in a while, I do a little bit of this.
Ladies and gentlemen, buckle up. It's the Outperformance Podcast
with your host,
Salsa,
James,
and Jenna.
Fuck.
Dance party.
James, stop it. We did not install that light switch so you could have light switch range.
Now let's go crack open that glow stick into Homestar Runner's Mountain Dew. All right.
Ooh.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So we're back. It's us.
Yay.
We three
kings.
Well, technically I am.
Yeah, king. Of the Phoenix.
Jenna Young, King of the Phoenix.
You should always give your full title when you shake people's hands. Yes. Jenna Young, King of the Phoenix.
King of the Phoenix.
Don't explain it. Just.
Just go.
Yep.
Yeah.
Business meetings.
What are we doing?
Movie theaters. Jenna's having a Dr. Tiki.
Dr. Tiki. Dr. Tiki. Dr. Tiki.
And you and I are having these fabulous beers, which I believe are imported from Ireland. New Glarus, Wisconsin Belgian Red.
Oh, that's the dumbest in joke ever.
Smells amazing.
Yeah, all right. That got exciting.
Oh, whoa. Oh, new favorite beer.
We've had these before, you know.
I haven't.
Yes, we have.
Yeah, you have.
Have I?
Yes.
Yep.
Have we?
Yes.
Oh, when? God.
A few
I was about
festivals
to say,
that I did ago.
Holy shit.
Okay. Wow, you just blew his fucking mind.
Again, apparently. I feel like this was the same reaction
he had last
time.
I think he
had
a very similar reaction last time. Mm. But these are imported from Ireland, so
right.
He can't get them all the time.
That's true.
That's
true. Jesus fuck. Oh, my God.
I know, right?
Yeah.
So anyway, hey, Salsa. What you been up to?
What have I been up to?
What have you been up to?
What have I been up to? Mm-hmm. I was just checking my calendar to see if there was something I was up to, and boy, I'm... Huh. What have I been up to? Yeah.
Yeah.
Hunting for a job. That's what I've been up to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That seems reasonable.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Good luck.
I'm sure there's right. Something I did. I just don't know what it is right now.
That's fair.
Did your kids do anything adorable over the weekend?
Always.
Okay.
Oh.
Yeah, we went to an orchard this last weekend.
Oh, yay!
Hmm.
Out in Delano. And, here's a thing.
All right.
Yeah?
I realized this weekend, while at the apple orchard, that orchards... are in
don't
many
orch.
Ways a carnival.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Because there are rides, and there are attractions, mm-hmm. and there are activities,
mm-hmm.
and there are, you know, like there are animals, there's a menagerie.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it is literally a harvest festival.
The one you went to had a sword swallower?
Nope.
Well, he wasn't swallowing swords, nope. But it had
no,
one.
No, they didn't have one.
No,
I just meant you were there,
but I wasn't. They
not
they
in
didn't
an official capacity.
Me. They didn't have me though.
Okay.
All right. Sorry, Clark Kent was there. Not Superman.
Oh,
my
honey,
mistake.
Makes me happy.
He's no Clark Kent.
God no.
No, Clark Kent is mild-mannered and people like him.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's... I actually need these glasses.
He's sat in a room full of people wearing glasses.
Right. Also that.
It really, like, every orchard has to be a carnival now. Like, otherwise they just won't be able to draw in people. Like, right. we get some apples and maybe a pumpkin or something like that, but we go because...
I mean, any place with trees has rides. They're just real slow.
But I was just looking at it. It was like, in order to run this orchard, in order to run the orchard, you know, they have to have, basically their extended family all has to converge on this place.
Because
you've got to have somebody running the train that drives around the site, you know? Or the hayride, or, you know, multiple people manning the cash registers, and you have to sell fresh apple pies and honey sticks and, you know, all this other, like, this is all part and parcel now. Like, and any orchard that doesn't do that is just not going to succeed anymore, because nobody's going to want to go there.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, and so that
it used to be that picking apples was the excitement.
Yeah, and now it's just like, we spent 5 minutes picking apples, and the rest of the time we were there was the kids playing in the corn bin. And
what kind of rides did they have? Was the corn bin the ride?
Well, like the hay ride, and they had one of those little train things that you drove around on.
I was recently on a tiny train. They are super fun.
What is it with you and tiny modes of transportation?
They're adorable and super fun.
Okay.
You know how they say people driving really fast cars are compensating for something? James is going the opposite direction.
Oh, God damn it.
He's trying to downplay that.
He's trying to minimize it. It's bruising my knees, and I need to, you know, tone this down a little bit.
Yeah.
One of my new, like, the newest of my roommates, the first thing he said when he saw my car was, his dick must be huge. And, God damn it.
Yep.
I just love a tiny car. I just love a tiny car.
Also,
is this like the whole
penis?
Is this like the whole as a comparative, I'm bisexual and I'm also a slut, but I'm not a slut because I'm bisexual. Like, they just both happen to be propagating the same stereotype. Is this the same thing, James?
Purely a coincidence that you have both a love for tiny vehicles and a gihugent cock.
I think he's turning red.
I am. We've changed after a polar plunge. It's functionally an internal organ at that point, but you've seen it. Like,
it could be down to your foot, and after jumping in a frozen lake, it would be an internal organ, James. That's how polar plunges work.
God damn it.
All right, I'm going to start a rumor that James has a big dick.
Rumor.
Right. God, well, it's a rumor. Whether it's true or not doesn't matter.
Okay. True.
It's still a rumor. I'm going to start a rumor that James has a big dick.
Huge.
Massive. Like you could pole vault with that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like, when somebody says, not going to touch that with a 10-foot pole.
They mean James's cock.
They mean James's cock.
He could golf with the thing.
His cock is the
of the many
golf.
Problems that I have with this entire line of reasoning. At least one of them is that another circle of my friends is already doing this to me.
Yes. We need to have them all on the podcast.
Oh,
who is it, James?
God damn it! It is all of my roommates.
Okay.
And Bryn.
Well, I've been talking about having her back on the podcast again anyway. So, all right. Okay.
I feel like that we're out of coincidence range and just into you just simply have a gihugent cock range.
Yeah. I I'm still back on the whole metaphor thing, like different ways of saying that James has a big cock, because I don't actually care.
Oh, no,
if he has a big cock or not.
But it just makes him burn like, bright red when I say it that way.
But I feel like this is anti-vilification, and since we don't do Vilten anymore, instead of saying he has a small dick, we can just talk about his giant dick.
I know.
God damn it.
Because it makes him so uncomfortable.
His dick is so big. He could use it for a toilet plunger. See, this is why I stopped doing Vil. His dick is so big, they call him Tripod. Wait, fuck. Nope, this is still why I stopped doing Vil.
Oh.
His dick is so big it could be used as a shower curtain rod. Yeah.
James' dick is so big he can go golfing without clubs.
Ooh, I like it.
God damn it.
James's dick is so big. It's really big.
Mm-hmm.
It's like huge, man. It's big.
James's dick is...
Are you now just telling your fat mom jokes, but it's you made it a dick joke?
Yes.
James' dick is so big, somebody said, "Hey, are you smuggling watermelons or just happy to see me?" Turns out he was just really happy to see him.
Oh.
Water.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. No, I've got it. James's dick is so big, Stephen Hawking theorized it.
Right. I'm going to be over here in the fart cupboard.
James' dick is so big, not even God can lift it.
Oh, that's nice. James' dick is so big it is the Brute Squad.
God damn it.
Oh, God.
Shit. It's not that it's happening, it's that it keeps happening.
Oh, good. Let's keep going then.
Oh, yeah. No, yeah. Absolutely.
Okay.
We only have so much time today. This is...
Oh, then
James's
we'll just
dick
have...
is so long, it's longer than this joke is going to run.
Yes. No, James is saying we're running out of time for this, so we'll just have to continue it next week.
No, why? This is not a segment.
Dear listeners, if you would like to write in on how big James's dick is, write feedback at aonpodcast.com.
Write us a fast five first.
Yes.
Fuck.
Oh my god, I'm so pleased right now.
Oh shit. So anyway.
So you got to ride the tiny train at the little apple orchard.
I did. It was very exciting.
Okay.
Yeah. But then like mine was at a transportation museum and not an apple orchard. Salsa's kids rode the tiny train at the apple orchard.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and then they jumped on the big inflatable thing. And then they, you know...
Was it like a huge apple, or...?
No, it's one of those giant rectangular, like, bounce...
It's just a bouncy mat? It didn't have, like, walls or anything?
No.
Well, that's dangerous. All right.
No, they're huge.
Oh, okay.
They're like...
Like James's dick.
Gosh,
like,
damn it.
Bigger. Wow, it was gigantic.
I saw the truck, but I couldn't avoid it.
It was, and they had food trucks there, and they had you know, a lot of stuff. But yeah, that's
nice.
That's a thing that we did, and then we went to an Irish pub in Maple Plain. I think it's the right one between Delano and the cities.
Okay.
Okay. And I'm just going through all of the maples.
Yeah. And it was delicious.
Did you get food at the Irish pub?
Yes.
That's what he was saying.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah. I had the shepherd's pie.
Yeah.
Right.
Yep.
Yeah.
This happened yesterday. I had a bottle of meat explode.
Oh no!
Yeah. I read.
Oh, I'm
yeah,
sad.
This is completely my own fucking fault.
Like, that almost
I'm
makes
so,
it worse.
I'm so angry at myself. So there's a process where Before back sweetening or bottling, you kill all of the remaining yeast so that it renders the whole thing inert.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Sure.
I skipped that step because I thought it was already inert.
Mm-hmm. Aww.
Because I hadn't seen it bubbling at all for months. You know, the airlock was basically not doing anything for months. And right. So I thought it had just gone still by itself, which it will do.
Sure.
So I skipped the step of adding the potassium sorbate, which prevents the yeast from reactivating.
Right.
And I skipped that process, and that was dumb. Because I had a 2.5 liter bottle of mead explode.
It's even more heartbreaking that it's so
a
much.
Big bottle, yeah. So right. I took all of the remaining bottles that I had and popped the corks on them, and they were champagne bottles.
Like, oh.
They were built
ready.
Up. Yeah.
Okay.
So they all popped, and then I poured them back into the bottling bucket and put in the potassium sorbate and put in the potassium metabisulfite and rebottled the whole batch.
Oh.
Which was just a process that took a few hours and never should have happened because I got lazy.
Lesson
and I'm
learned. I'm glad
angry
that
at myself.
It was only one thing that happened, and it was a mess that was relatively easily cleaned. Instead of didn't we all have a friend that came home to find that like a couple of six packs had blown up in their pantry?
Well, the thing is, beer is a lot harder because beer you want to carb, in the bottle.
Yeah.
You just don't want it to overcarb.
Yeah.
But you want beer to carbonate in the bottle. These wine bottles are not designed for carbonation.
No.
Hmm.
You know, these are
God
for
God damn it,
white
I forgot
wine.
Your gifts again. Fuck me. All right.
Oops.
That's all right.
You know,
6 months from now, I'm going to be like, here's your presents, boys.
I mean, I've
I will
worse.
Enjoy them as much then
exactly.
as I will would have today.
Anyway, so, keep going.
But yeah, so that's a process I did. So... of the 6 gallons that I started with, I'm already down to 4 gallons.
Aww.
On drinking and having a couple bottles break.
And it's weird. 4 gallons of mead sounds like a lot, but...
nope.
That goes fast.
Yeah. I mean, I'd down it in a weekend.
Mm-hmm. It's like 15 wine bottles.
I would just grab a gallon bucket and a crazy straw.
Mm-hmm.
It's powerful stuff.
Yeah. But I've gotten back into wine again. Yeah.
Reds or whites?
I'm primarily a whites person, but I'm not overly...
Wine racist?
Wine racist, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
I did have... So side story about wine. Many, many, many years ago, Bill had gone on a... And I think I've mentioned this on the podcast before. but Bill had gone on a trip, and he came back... with a bottle of wine that he had found for me.
Oh, yeah.
And the name of the wine is Sweet Bitch.
Nice.
So he found this wine, was like, I don't know if you're going to like it, but I thought of you, and I went, this is appropriate, and this is why we are married. So so I had it, and I loved it. And this is when we lived over off of Lindale. And there's the wine shop. Off of Grand and Lake, and that was our booze store, and we went there, and they didn't have it, Sweet Bitch. So I was like, oh no, where am I gonna get my Sweet Bitch? And the guys were like, well, we'll just order Sweet Bitch, like that's not a problem. I'm like, what? So they started carrying Sweet Bitch.
Nice.
So a few months back, Joe and I were in the area, and we decided to stop at the booze store over there. And they still, to this day, carry Sweet Bitch.
Nice.
Joe bought a bottle.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. So over the weekend, I was like, I feel like some wine. And he's like, would you like this? And he pulls out the bottle of Sweet Bitch. And I was like, yes. yeah.
He's so good for you.
he's really good to me. So yeah, all of Saturday night, I basically had the entire bottle that night.
Well, all right.
Yeah. To be fair, the other reason why I had an entire bottle that night, I had started drinking some wine casually. Mm-hmm. I was slightly on call for a migration. And it was to happen at 9:30 p.m.
All right.
And so I set up my computer and I logged on and I had everything ready to go just in case, which was supposed to mean that I wasn't going to be necessary.
Right.
So I'm already about halfway done with this bottle of wine and I get a phone call. And I'm not drunk. Like, wine is my relaxy, but it's not my tipsy.
Mm-hmm.
I do not often tipsy. If I am tipsy off of wine, watch out, because that toilet's getting attacked later.
Anything,
yeah. Yeah, it's yes.
I thought that was gonna end real differently.
All right.
Yeah. No. I don't really tipsy much off of wine. I just chill and relax. And well, I don't drunk girl off of it. I might get a little tipsy. Anyway. So I get the phone call of doom.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, I don't know why they're calling me. There's probably not a goddamn thing I can do about this issue, whatever it is.
Seems right.
But, you know, I'm there for moral support. I did also say if things got heated at any point during the thing that the guy doing the transfer could give me a call because, yeah, I have social skills. I don't know. It's weird.
Mm-hmm.
But, so I get this call and he's like, so I'm having problems with this migration. Like, it's just telling me no. And I'm like, that's...
No.
Just, that's not an error message I'm used to troubleshooting.
Many.
I want to get that error message. It just... Little window pops up and it just says, just no.
No. Just no. But it was basically like this resource is not verified for this organization, blah blah blah. So it was basically no,
yeah,
right.
Yeah.
He wasn't underplaying that at all. So he's like, and so and so is getting huffy, and I this is my first, like, I don't know. I'm like, that's all right. I'll hop on.
Mm-hmm.
So I get onto this call. And there's over 20 people on this WebEx call. Because the account decided that they were going to bring over everybody to test this thing once it got migrated.
Fuck's sake.
Okay, sure.
Yeah.
Whatever. I mean, I don't care. Whatever you got to do to feel safe. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But I get on this call, and it's so quiet. And there are different types of quiet.
Yeah.
Mm.
There's the, everybody's kind of paying attention, but somebody's working, and so everybody's just kind of quiet and maybe watching the screen as the other person is doing the stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's quiet.
Mm-hmm.
Where everybody's angry and frustrated, and somebody probably got shouty at one point.
Right.
Or blamey, or whatever.
No, they're kind of sullen.
So I get connected and I hear the song, and so I was like, well, hello, gentlemen. How's it going? So hearing we're having some problems, let's go ahead and start to walk through this. And I just, like, instantly jump into, I'm going to be your tour guide for the next hour. Kind of a thing, but like I did a take charge and a jovial relax
right.
thing.
Yeah, yeah.
And diffuse. Note that I said hello, gentlemen. Over 20 people on this call.
I assume it was accurate.
It was so accurate.
Yeah.
Yep. So anyway, like, that was just a side thing. I'm looking at this call. I'm like,
mm-hmm.
So, and there's all these people on this call, and I'm the one going through just. Mm-hmm. Basic troubleshooting. Okay, so you are VPN'd in, so you're coming in off the correct network.
Mm-hmm.
Have you tried logging off and logging on again to make mm-hmm. sure that the VPN is connecting with the mm-hmm. Microsoft stuff appropriately? Have you done this? You know, like, let's try different browsers. Let's, you know, everything.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Sure.
Of course, none of it worked. But, no. Like, I'm the only one giving these suggestions in this WebEx chat of like 20 people. I'm like, what the heck? There was another guy that was like, oh, what if you did this? And that still didn't work, but I appreciated that that guy offered
something.
And you're like, no, Jeremy, that's a terrible suggestion. Shut up. Anyway, as I'm loading another browser...
There were no support people in this whole...
I mean, for our team, there was me and the other guy doing the transfer. There were other people that were possibly, you know, that we could have called to bring in and help do that. But towards the end of the basic troubleshooting, it was like, all right, well, we've been on this call for an hour and a half. We can't get past this step. How about we just go away, reconvene, blah, 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 right, whatever. Yeah. And honestly, it wasn't something we weren't going to be able to fix on that. It's I'm not going to get into my company's security structure on the international internets. Yeah. But it was something that was outside of our control in that moment. So, but it was just like just so mind baffling to me that I'm like, come on, you guys, let's pitch in. Let's see what we can do to troubleshoot this problem. And it's like,
I'm elbow deep in a vineyard, and I'm doing more than you fuckers.
I know, and like here's so I'm like I've at one point I'm on this call, and I just start doing this, reaching out with my hand and just doing grabby motions, and Joe kind of looks up, looks at me, waves, and goes, "Oh wait, oh." Oh, oh, oh. Like, he doesn't say that. He's just like...
Right.
And, like, brings my wine glass over to me. I'm just like, all right.
My favorite part of this story is that Jenna, being half a bottle of wine in at this point, thinks this is how this went down. When in reality, she was on that call going... All right, you bitches, let's find out what the fuck is going on here. All right, who's... All right, let's do it. You're okay. Hey, you, let's try a thing.
Yes, that's how exactly, that actually went down. That is exactly what it was. It's Salsa fucking nailed it. It was just like that. Which is why I was promptly fired yesterday.
See, that's the difference between your company and mine.
That's
what the... That hers is continuing, or
because they fire people that would do something like that.
Whereas your company, you can't get rid of them.
Well, yeah, they can. in a couple months, they're getting rid of all of them.
Well, yeah, but right now,
yeah. Speaking of,
and then after that call, I finished the rest of the bottle.
Yep.
Boy, howdy, did
so
I.
So all of our clients are offboarding right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because we're going away in a couple months.
Because they better, yeah.
We had one person started complaining about their weather data not updating. Got to digging, couldn't figure it out. Finally realized that because they were offboarding, let their service lapse. And so, yes, of course they weren't getting data from their third party because they weren't getting data from their third party anymore.
Yeah.
Right.
So, yeah, we wrote a letter to their corporate structure and we're just like, yeah, I think you're going to want an extension on this service.
You may need to explain to your newsroom that things come from places.
Yes.
Yeah. Anyway. All right.
Yeah. How was your week, James?
I had a really kind of a nice weekend.
He bought a new wheelbarrow for his penis.
God damn it. God damn it. So... I've been on a project to watch movies for October, and I just rewatched Practical Magic for the first time in a long time, and it holds up really well. It's It's a really sweet movie. I like it. And yeah. And also Beetlejuice.
Oh, yes.
Which doesn't hold up as well.
I believe that.
But which I'm conflicted about, but I still enjoy. I still like it. But there are definitely things.
Moments.
Yeah. Yeah. And there are going to be. It is now, what, 30?
Yeah, X number of years.
Something?
No, there are a lot of those.
Yeah.
The day I discovered that MacGyver does not hold up was really depressing.
Yeah.
Yeah. I believe that.
Yeah.
But you know what does hold up? Star Wars.
Yeah?
Yes!
Yeah, that trailer dropped today, and man.
Oh, my God. It dropped yesterday.
Or yesterday? Oh.
Yeah.
I finally saw it today.
And
okay. But
Cole and Rue, tentmates, fellow boothies, Cole and Rue, invited me to an event down in Shakopee yesterday evening. It was the screen premiere of their short film.
Oh.
Paperclip.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And it's also going to, as of that evening, they confirmed that it is also going to be in the St. Cloud Short Film Festival.
Awesome. Nice.
And it was fantastic.
Good.
It's, without going too deeply into it, it's kind of a Nancy Drew high school mystery. And, yeah, it's... I got to meet a bunch of the actors and hang out and drink and swap stories with people. And
cool.
Yeah, it was a wild time. It was at the gigantic theater that they have down there.
Awesome.
So it was a really good time.
Cool.
Yay. Yeah. I had rehearsal.
Yeah, that seems
right. Sad.
That scans. Yeah.
Like, I have all of the and that's the other thing that I'm doing right now is just all of the Klingon rehearsal.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But did you guys know that tickets have gone on sale?
Tell me more.
So, if you go to... Why the hell isn't there... Fucking,
Mounds, why the hell isn't there .com?
Yep. If you go to Mounds Theatre...
Theatre.
Theatre.org.
MoundsTheatre.org.
Yep, MoundsTheatre.org.
MoundsTheatre.org.
You can get tickets for It's an Honorable Life, which is a Klingon retelling. Well, it's a Klingon show very, very loosely based off of It's a Wonderful Life. The writers for this, the head writer was Bill Steitler. Contributing writers are Brian Watson-Jones, Tim Uren, and Tim Wick.
Fuck.
Directed by...
Sure, okay.
directed by Jason Kruger.
Mm-hmm. I know that. That's amazing.
Music by Angela Fox.
Oh, shit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Also, some bitch is the fight director, so...
Sweet bitch.
Yay. So, yeah. Runs through pretty much all of December. Weekends and a few random days on top of it. I think the 15th and the 22nd have matinees. Yeah, they're there. So yeah, come on out and see it. The lead is Gregory Parks.
Oh,
is going to be playing our main lead. That's Klingon.
That's fucking fantastic.
Follow him through life. Through his life and yes.
I have been excited about this since it was announced.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And I have only been increasingly fucking ecstatic to see this. And hearing that Greg Parks is the lead, I cannot miss this for anything. I am probably going to see this multiple times.
Good. You should. And just stare at the wonder that is my fight choreography. Mwahaha.
Yeah.
Oh.
That seems right.
So, yeah. Also, I'm choreographing about 5 fights, not including random spare hits, punches, whatever's throughout. But yeah, it's a real good show, you guys.
Yeah,
but that has been a good chunk of my life lately, and will continue to be a good chunk of my life.
Sure.
In fact, I think next week you're going to ask me, what have you been up to? And I'm going to be like, meh.
It's exactly like that.
So, just like that.
Mm-hmm.
So.
All right. Well, should we take a break then?
Give me a break. Give me a break. Break me off a piece of that.
AON Podcast.
Hey, everybody. You should like us on Facebook, apropos of nothing. You could follow us on Twitter at AON Podcast, or you could join our Steam group at AON Podcast. Search for Apropos of Nothing.
And we're back. I'm Salsa.
I'm James.
And I'm Jenna.
James has a thing to talk about.
Yeah. Because of the recent prevalence of performative democracy.
What? Where? I have no idea what you're talking about.
Yeah, with all of the protests that are happening worldwide, and especially with the increasingly less measured responses from government agencies regarding those protests, and specifically protesters, new technology is being developed that allows people to avoid being identified positively by software and other innovations, like in the war against being singled out as a protester by government agencies, which is pretty fucking interesting. In particular, like the source of the subject is a mask that you can wear that allows your face to be seen so that you are not failing to comply with mask laws or protest laws about covering your face wholly or partially to obscure your identity. But it's riding a fine line because it means that you can't be identified with this particular new technology. You can't be identified by AI because it basically makes your face into a CAPTCHA that people can identify, but machines can't.
I am not a robot.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Prove it.
No.
Okay.
That's... The real Jenna would say that.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I was going to show her CAPTCHA images, but I don't need to anymore.
Yeah, nope. Right. Exactly.
Yeah.
But, companies are starting to, small companies are starting to develop technology like this for deployment to large-scale protests.
Well, and the one thing that I had seen was I saw actual face jewelry.
Yeah.
Where it's two round circles at your cheek area.
Mm-hmm.
And then a long thing nose up towards forehead.
Yeah.
And it's it's jewelry for your face. And I'm that's a mask, you guys. That's pretty much the definition of a mask, but it's not covering.
Right.
An individual could still recognize you.
Yeah.
But what you were talking about was more plasticky.
Yeah, it's like a bubble. And I can show you pictures.
Is it kind of like the whatchamacallit, that thing that you put on license plates?
Oh, did I tell you the story about that?
No.
Oh my god. I have the best story about that. Yeah, so the plastic cover on the license plates, right?
But
yeah, prevent
cameras and yeah.
Cameras, but also prevents cops from being able to snap your license plate.
Mm-hmm.
So many, many years ago, probably about 10 years ago, I got a car from my grandparents.
Mm-hmm.
My grandparents live in Duluth, and they had a plastic thing on their license plate because snow. Like, they weren't getting it to my 70-year-old grandparents were not trying to avoid the police. just like...
The thing she doesn't know is they're out drag racing every weekend.
That would be fantastic. Right. I mean, grandma's dead now, so probably not at this point. But
and now we know why.
Yeah, well, oh, that makes sense. But so they gave me this car, and it was like an 88 Grand Marquis, and just this old boat of a thing. But like, I had it for 2 days down in the cities, and I got a ticket for having a plastic thing on the license plate. I'm like, I didn't even know I had a plastic thing on the license plate. The problem is that the title transfer hadn't gone through yet. So the ticket was like, I had the physical ticket, but they were still the owners. So I went down to, the courthouse, and this was shortly before Christmas. I go down to the courthouse to be like, can we just make this not be a thing? Cause I don't want my grandparents to have a ticket. Right. And I went down there, and so I went to talk to this guy who's like, come with me. I'm like, oh, God. And I go back there. I'm like, so how are you doing? He's like, everybody just thinks we're going to write off their tickets because it's near Christmas time. Like, just all of this stuff. Yeah. And he's like, so what's going on? And I'm like, well, I got a ticket. I'm like... But I went back into the story. I'm like, so this is, I just got this car from my grandparents a few days before I got this ticket, so it's still under their name, or at least was at the time. For this plastic thing, and they, I guess that's not legal down here, but they're from Duluth. And he's like, oh, okay, what's the car information? I, you know, give him the info, and he looks up, he's like, and he pauses for a second, and he goes, wait a minute, you're telling me your grandparents are Ralph and Marjorie Anderson in Duluth? And I'm like, yes. He's like, I mean, if I was going to make up grandparents that lived in Duluth.
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah. Those are my actual grandparents, and they're right. Scandinavian. Like my grandpa, like immigrated over, like that's, that's where the Anderson comes from. I was like, Okay. Did you take the plastic thing off? I'm like, yes, I took the plastic thing off. He's like, fine, here you go. Merry Christmas. And like, just tore it up in front of me. But like, yeah, it's just, he couldn't get over that was.
Yeah.
Yep. That's... If I was going to make up grandparents that lived in Duluth, the names I would choose.
Right.
Yeah.
Or even just that they're from Duluth.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, the whole package seemed
unbelievable.
Yeah. He believed me because it's in the system, but he was just like, that is so incredibly just like, it was the idea of that being so quintessential. Just,
yep. I am perfectly normal American Jenny Young. grandparents are Ralph and Marie Anderson of Duluth.
Yes. So anyway, that was my story about the reflective plastic. So you were showing a picture while I was telling the story. It was mildly distracting.
Sorry
but,
about that. So the there are a couple of different similar technologies.
And you're going to have to describe it well for the listeners.
I have sent the link to Salsa in order to share this. Notes. But from the profile and from the front, the face is divided into a series of like weird visual slices.
Interesting.
That looks like a like one of those water pitchers.
Yeah that's exactly what it looks like.
The edging.
Yeah, with the just the little columns built into it. Yeah,
choppiness. Thing. Yeah.
so that people can still see your face. You can still be positively identified face to face, but a machine can't read it. There are also sunglasses or glasses that project invisible lights that can only be seen by machines,
right?
So that machines can't detect your face, but you don't appear to be wearing any kind
anything
of
amiss.
Okay. Right? Yeah.
Yeah.
It's from the human perspective, it's a completely normal pair of glasses or sunglasses, but from the machine perspective, you are a set of floating lights,
right?
Without a face.
I've always wanted to be a set of floating lights without a face.
Right? It sounds so good.
It does.
So, but that kind of thing is weirdly fascinating. I think it speaks a lot to the priorities of our time that high-tech companies are investing in, one, riot gear, two, or like in gear for people who are protesting.
Right.
And to protect them.
I mean...
And also to defeat AI.
I mean, to defeat AI will forever be the great battle. Mm-hmm. I may have been reading the Hyperion series lately, so... anyway, but I think... I mean, because I went when I went to the protest, maybe I shouldn't tell people about that. Maybe I'm going to get... Whatever. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, that was kind of my thing, is people were like, oh, make sure to, you know, cover your face or wear safety goggles or this, that, and the other thing. And I'm like, really? Like, I don't want to appear like I'm doing something wrong.
Right.
I don't want to, and, like, if I can be positively identified by a human, I'm pretty sure I could be positively identified by, like, at that point, the AI is just kind of like an extra, it's faster, I get that.
Yeah, well.
It's able to scan more, yeah. But I'm not being secret about going to this protest, so.
A Facebook algorithm can look at a picture of 100 people and identify more than half of them in less than a second, where it would take somebody, even if I knew everybody in a picture, it would take me a day to tag all of them.
But I also wasn't being quiet about it.
Oh, no.
Like, I'm going to go to this protest,
yeah,
you guys.
Exactly. I think there's nothing to be ashamed of. Like, it's your legal and, you know, ethical right to protest.
Well, and I'm lucky that I'm privileged enough to where I don't have to worry about that stuff. So I may as well wear that privilege boldly when other people can't, because represent.
Yeah, if you live in a place where punitive measures may be taken against you for engaging in regular democratic practices, well, I mean, but that is a very real thing that is happening elsewhere.
It is. Yeah. I mean, we have a mayor that was basically like, I have to let Trump in, but I don't like it.
Yeah.
you know.
Make him pay his bills, though.
Yeah.
Did have, and I think one of the things that people were very concerned about is that even in a state that we consider to be highly progressive, and you and I have, the three of us have had that discussion here on this podcast, that we had police officers who were buying shirts that were police officers for Trump.
Yeah.
And that you can't guarantee how they're going to react to things.
Sure.
And or that they will give you a fair shake.
Yeah. I guess, like, for me, for my specific protesting situation, I had little to no concern.
Oh, sure.
Because, I mean, it was a well-published thing. There was, you know, the proper steps had been taken. The proper communications happened. I know that, like, I heard that there was a little bit of tear gas or mace or something that got used at one point. There was, but it wasn't like a huge widespread thing. It wasn't a big thing. It was very narrowly confined to a specific area.
As much as mace or tear gas can be.
Right, yeah. But it wasn't like... I don't...
They weren't using fire hoses on people who were crossing a bridge or anything.
No, right. Yeah. there was nothing like that. But it was... I'm trying to figure out how to put this into words.
Mm-hmm.
Because,
your feeling of danger was risk was fairly minimal?
Yes, but I'm trying to figure out how to describe why that was.
Oh, okay.
I feel like that's what I was saying, but, yeah. I know that I am not a dangerous looking person.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I can be, but I know that.
Agreed.
A 5'2" long haired white chick, like super pale ass white,
mm-hmm.
Wearing decent clothing, mm-hmm. is not going to come across as threatening. And is going to automatically garner more sympathy, protect type feelings just because of how our society functions.
Right.
Whether that should be a thing or not is whatever. It is what it is right now.
Yeah.
So, for me going into that situation, yeah, I still felt some anxiety.
Mm-hmm.
But it was like the likelihoods within that particular situation,
mm-hmm.
were very low. And, I mean, tear gas sucks, but, I have been maced in the face before.
Mm-hmm.
Don't do that.
No,
don't, but, like, there weren't, I think there was, an arrest, maybe, that happened.
I don't even know if there, I didn't hear that there were any.
Or maybe it was just one person was detained a little bit.
Yeah.
But not even, properly arrested. It was just, very low impact for this area.
Yeah.
And it's not a thing that I worried about.
Mm-hmm.
I do feel an awful lot of privilege in being able to be in that place.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I was going somewhere with that and I just can't find it. I know that there are other places and other minority statuses and things, mm-hmm. that is more dangerous, but that's why I had to go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't, even as safe as it was for me.
Yeah.
That's, and possibly because of it, that's why I felt like I needed to go.
Right.
Am I making sense? I feel like I'm rambling and not getting a very good point across.
I think we're getting you.
Yeah. I think you're making a good point.
What is my point? I'm not even sure anymore.
I think your point is that our local protests, as much as people were like, this is what you have to do to protect your identity against being recognized, that in our state, in that circumstance, it wasn't necessary or really warranted.
Sure.
But that there are other places and other people where
right.
it may be. I objected to somebody's comment when they looked at that thing, the thing that was like, hey, maybe you want to wear a mask if you're going to go protest this thing in this place, or put a bandana over part of your face. And they were like, well, if you are putting on a mask and you expect to encounter police officers, you're clearly a criminal and you're doing criminal things. And they said a lot in very few words by pointing that out. And the thing that I called them J. Jonah Jameson. do you want pictures of Spider-Man on your desk tomorrow? I feel like that attitude is also, I don't know, some people want to be out there and they want to be a physical presence, they want to be counted.
Oh yeah.
But they don't want to be identified, mm-hmm. publicly for more reasons than just
right.
the idea of doing something bad.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And so completely, technology discussion completely aside, what if you are worried about
being shown on the news because your parents don't know, or you
right.
aren't ready to have that conversation with somebody, or your job is hostile to
right.
you know, who you are outside of the workplace.
Right.
Which is unfortunate, but a reality.
Right.
It is. Mm-hmm.
Can be, yeah.
And that's getting more into the type of obfuscation that foils human identification than mm-hmm. the technology stuff. But, like, the technology only makes that easier.
Yeah.
And makes that more of a risk. Even if you're not doing anything wrong. And it gets into, like, a super weird area of basically that argument of, like, privacy. Why do you need privacy if you aren't doing anything against the law?
Right.
And I don't know. That kind of thing scares me. And I love the idea that people are mm-hmm. actively designing countermeasures for the technology that creates that specific kind of fear. Yeah.
There's a part of me that, like, I'm fascinated by the technology. There's a part of me that dislikes the need for it. But, like, mm-hmm. you know, like, it's like, mm-hmm. ugh. But I also, like, don't want to begrudge anybody their desire to use it.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
But it's still like, ugh.
I mean,
some of the reasons for needing it is unfortunate and gross.
I'm not very happy about the reason we need to protest in the first place, but
well,
that's the reality of the situation.
That's the
world we live in, and we
it
need
is.
To do what we can. So no, that is it is fascinating. The,
yeah.
And I mean, just like so many other things, it's an arms race.
Oh yeah,
you know it's they build a better machine, so we have to build better countermeasures and et cetera, et cetera, and so forth.
Well, I mean, a decade ago, most computers couldn't point to the part of the picture that had a face in it.
Yep.
And
yeah.
Now my doorbell knows me by name. And
mm-hmm.
yeah.
biometric information is like that. It's just
uh-huh.
it's fascinating.
Yeah.
Yeah.
At what point is, like, Facebook gets, I want to say, all of their money on selling our daily habits and posts and buzzwords and everything mm-hmm. else.
Yep.
At what point are places like malls going to give shit away for free just to have people show up and fill some quota on fingerprint surfaces? And, like, is that going to be the next...
I don't
thing.
See myself, like, letting Facebook know about my words and all of that, like,
uh-huh.
that's stuff that I'm making public anyway, and I don't overly
yeah.
care about it. I don't see myself going to a mall.
Mm-hmm.
And they would have to, like, you would have to sign a waiver. We all check a box for Facebook that says, you know, I acknowledge that these are the conditions under which mm-hmm. I'm going to use this program.
You're,
I don't
yeah.
see a mall doing that. Like, I don't... Right? And I find that would probably be so incredibly intrusive to ask for. Like, I can't... Right now I'm having problems coming up with something that would be worth it, especially in the age of, hello, Target, please deliver this to my house. I'm not even going to show up.
Right.
Like...
Well, but Target is also... counting how many times you look at a particular ad, for how long, how
yeah.
far you scroll past it, how quickly,
oh, yeah.
all of that
no,
shit.
No, but you said fingerprint, and I'm like,
right.
Physical, whatever, I find that unlikely.
I think being able to do that in person, you know, like their in-store security system keeping tabs on people and making a note of how long they looked at the new... cookware that they how easy it was for people to navigate the seasonal goods aisle. How many people had to ask an employee.
No, okay.
How employees are spending their breaks.
I see what you're saying about the ability to scan and supervise. What I'm saying is, for Facebook, for websites, by going to those things, we've already agreed to be a part of that. I haven't signed anything going into a store that says I agree to be a part of that. Do you see what I mean? There's a permissions thing. That's harder to obtain in person than it is on the internet.
Malls as private property already have something similar, that by entering their private property, you are agreeing to abide by their rules, and they have codified rules that, even if you do not know them explicitly, it is implied that you will obey them, or they have the right to remove you. And I don't know that it's super different to say...
There is a difference, you know, between reasonable rule legislation.
Yeah.
Giving up of certain personal things.
Mm-hmm.
Those are differences. They could, for instance, I believe they can monitor for security.
Mm-hmm.
But in order to sell your information, they would have to have something.
That's entirely possible.
Like there are differences in that. They can they can stare at you all goddamn day long, but if they want to sell that information, well, I mean, then that's just a thing. But again, reasons why I don't go to malls in the first place. But I think in order to sell your information, they have to have something that says that you are allowing them to sell your information. And that is way easier to obtain on the internet because we check so many goddamn boxes.
We click OK on fucking absolutely everything.
Yeah.
We just want to get past it and get to looking at more new socks.
Are they Argyle?
My favorite ones have little astronauts on them.
I believe this to be accurate.
Just like his penis.
What?
His massive penis.
So big that he has astronauts walking on it.
I would be honored.
It's so big it's got its own gravitational constant.
God damn it. No, I'm super interested. Like, Sansa, you're a very privacy-minded individual.
Yeah.
Like, what do you think is the likelihood of malls figuring out a way to sell your presence in that mall to advertisers and other people and then giving away free shit as a way to lure more people in? The same way that Facebook essentially does.
I can only rage against the machine so much.
Now I'm just remembering something else.
Like, on the Facebooks,
Where I am and what I do, I mean, in this day and age, that's just something that everybody knows. You know, you post it on Facebook, your phone follows you around where you go and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Like, That's just the reality. Not much I can do. But, well, clearly there are some things, but I'm not going to go out of my way to
I remember
do it.
When location services became a thing on iPhones, I was providing support, and we continually had people like, is this thing keeping track of where I am at all times? That's how GPS works.
Right.
I can show you how to turn it off.
Mm-hmm.
Well, right, but is Apple keeping a record of... No? Well, how do I know that they're not keeping a record? That was also a very different time.
The same way I don't know that you masturbated 3 days ago.
But
I'm going to say that's an easy bet to make.
Exactly. That's,
you yeah, ate no, today.
The
Ooh.
Thing is, yeah, right. I value my privacy, but yeah. I also am not. What's the word I'm looking for?
Paranoid.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I'm not paranoid either.
I'm not necessarily paranoid about it.
No, I'm not calling you paranoid. Like, I'm just saying that it's like.
I'm calling you.
Paranoid. Are there certain things that I don't want the world to know? Sure, but I'm not like. Going out of my way to wear a tinfoil hat or
I'm just wondering if it's going to be the next like big thing.
But if I present you with a tinfoil hat, would you wear it?
If it's fashionable, yes.
Yeah, like if it's fancy as fuck.
Like,
actually, did you see the thing where they say basically tinfoil hats not only do not prevent your brainwaves, but they actually make it easier to find you?
Excellent.
Huh.
Because the big fucking metal thing on your head is just something they're like, bloop, there's a whole bunch of metal over there.
Huh. Well, all right. No, and I'm not necessarily railing against it or anything like that. And I personally have location services turned on for pretty much fucking everything. Oh, my music wants to know where I am so that it can make location-based suggestions? Fine, whatever.
Like, I didn't really like it when Facebook was like, oh, I see you were here. Leave a recommendation. It's like, no. Fuck.
Because you don't want to recommend anything.
Fuck no.
Yeah.
But that's an annoyance.
Yeah.
And I wish it didn't do that.
Yeah.
I'm
just wondering if like in-person malls are going to start doing a similar, if that's the next big thing.
I don't think it's
feel like in-person malls are never going to be the next big thing.
there you go.
There was like a time when I could guarantee what I was picking up from Amazon was worth having, and now that market is continually flooded by cheaper and cheaper merchandise, being able to see something in person and check it out and try it on.
But I think that malls,
I wonder if that's becoming a thing.
But I don't think malls are going to be.
Malls are not going to be.
I think
a
you're
going
to have individual shops or farmers markets or things like
that. I mean,
we'll that.
Probably still have our Mall of Gomorrah, because,
I'm not saying malls are going to disappear entirely, but all you have to do is walk around the Rosedale Mall or the Southdale Mall and look around at all the empty shop fronts.
Say something and hear it come back to you.
Yeah.
I understand your Amazon point, because that's been frustrating, too. But, I've just started going to Target.com and ordering shit there. And I know it's going to be quality, and there will always be another internet store that I know is going to have quality stuff. And I'm real fucking lazy. I don't know if you knew this about me. I know I'm constantly doing shit.
Yeah.
But I'm pretty lazy.
Yeah,
your
version of lazy is very different from the dictionary definition.
Well,
of lazy.
Some might call it efficient, but for me, I'm lazy. Why should I drive the 10 fucking minutes down the road to the Target, go shopping for probably 45 minutes, end up with more stuff than I was intending to leave with, drive all the way back, you know, and unpack a whole shit ton of stuff, when I can go to Target, click on something, be like, yes, I would like to repurchase this pair of jeans because I just burst through my last ones. Yes, please send this to my house. And 2 days later, I have a new pair of jeans. Like,
Target.com doesn't have a tiny child that you can say, that's right, kid. When you're a grown-up, you can buy all the Nerf guns you want.
Yeah, but honestly, I don't know how many kids are left in the Target building proper anymore either.
Well, that's probably true. They're probably guiding their parents through Target.com. Okay,
yeah.
Click on the hamburger menu.
Yeah. Yep.
I don't know why that kid turned into, like, the Swedish Chef for a second.
I don't
but
know either.
That was not the Swedish Chef.
Yeah, that's true.
Rudy Birdie Bird.
Rudy Burger Manny.
Bork, bork, bork.
That's racist.
You're racist.
Against Muppets?
Against Swedish Chef.
The Swedes.
I'm Swedish. I'm offended.
How dare you, Jake?
My grandparents were Ralph and Marjorie Anderson.
Jesus Christ.
From Duluth.
It's tough, but fair. Sorry.
I am offended. But only kind of, sort of, and I'm not trying to put you out or anything. I'm just...
I mean, they are Minnesotan after all.
Oh, well, that's interesting.
Fuck. Oh, shit. Oh,
God. My mom is definitely someone who says that that something is interesting when...
the Minnesota fuck you, yeah.
When she means fuck you, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ah, well.
Well, I don't know if that's a decision I would make.
Well,
oh, God.
No, she's just like, oh, that's yeah, and you were dating that girl, and she was... interesting. Well,
yeah,
thanks, Mom.
No, I like
good to know what you think.
Yeah, the things I like are, oh, I don't know if I would make that choice, and well I suppose that's an interesting perspective,
which is like the mom version of a guy could, or if a guy. Like
what?
Oh, you know, if a guy wanted to, we could probably tighten those down first, and then we might not shake so much. Because you don't want to be like, Bob, don't be a fucking idiot. Tighten that down. I mean, you would.
I would.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dear listener, weigh in on this.
Yeah.
What do you think?
Which part?
Oh, yeah, pick one. Whatever.
Or five. Weigh in on all of it.
Feedback at aonpodcast.com.
Link the essay. Or leave a comment.
Send five emails to Salsa.
No, like I have an actual point. Leave a comment on the Facebook page.
Ooh, do that. Yep. Ooh, yeah.
We've been getting a bit more conversation there, eh?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's been good.
Yeah, it's been real interesting.
Oh, oh God. I'm sorry, Troy.
Anyway, we're going to take a break. And we'll be right back.
Ladies and gentlemen, Brandon Patton was kind enough to give us the music for this episode and every episode. You can see what he's up to at brandonpatton.com. You can also subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, but especially you can help us out by rating our show. Check out our merch. You can go to society6.com/AON podcast.
If you guys like what you heard, you can visit us on our website at aonpodcast.com. If you want to talk to us directly, you can send us an email at either Jenna, Salsa, or James at aonpodcast.com, or collectively at feedback@aonpodcast.com. And we're back. I'm Salsa.
Oh. I'm James.
I'm Jenna.
Who wants a fast five?
Fast five.
We have fast fives.
Yay!
Today's fast five comes to us from Mud.
Yay, Mud!
For those that do not know how this works, is you, that's right, you, the dear listener, sends us two emails. The first one contains nothing but five choices. We don't know what that means, we just have to choose one. And that is. Then after we've made our choices, then we find out what it all meant. So, Mud says...
I know, it gets weirder and weirder every time.
He got lost in the middle of his own introduction.
He really did.
Fast five of
doom. Ooh.
Dive right. Oh, you motherfucker.
Okay.
Oh, shit.
Malort? Or fire fuel? I have no problem with fire fuel in my mouth.
I think I would rather have fuel in my mouth. I have accidentally siphoned gas into my mouth before, mm-hmm. and I preferred it.
I've purposefully siphoned gas into my mouth.
Well, there's that.
I was about to say, yeah, I've had fuel in my mouth before. At least if I have fuel in my mouth, I'm probably about to do something pretty cool with it. Whereas if I have Malort in my mouth, my life is just sadness.
Right.
Much great sadness.
I think we all knew how that one was going to go.
Yeah. Mm.
Question number two, Malort or fart cupboard?
What?
Huh. Fart cupboard is clearly the superior invention.
Right.
Yeah.
Agreed.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. You tell people about that, and they're delighted. You tell people about Malort, and they're angry.
And they some of them get curious, and then they drink it, and then they get angry.
Then they get angry.
Unless you are the spouse of Eric Thompson. Oh, hey, Jess, if you're listening, do you need more? Are you empty?
But
on
she
the,
did
the
marry Eric, so you know her taste is questionable.
Well, and normally I find her to be absolutely like delightful and have real good taste on
everybody
a whole bunch
gets
of things.
One character flaw.
Well, apparently that's two.
Mm-hmm. Malort is her dump stat.
I want that T-shirt.
Somebody make us that T-shirt.
I don't even want the word Malort.
Question number three. Malort or Nat Ice?
Nat Ice. Natty Ice.
Yeah, Nat...
I'd rather drink the LaCroix of beers than...
They're both pretty gross, but I'll take Natty Ice over this one.
Yeah.
Is Natty Ice a beer proper?
It is a water beer.
The fuck is that?
It means it is beer technically, but it has... Yeah. It's water.
Does it taste
it's
like
sex
hops?
In a boat.
It doesn't taste like really anything except like
the memory of beer.
Yes. Yes. Yeah.
Oh my god, is it like a homeopathic beer?
It is like James said, it is the LaCroix of beer.
LaCroix of beers, yeah. Someone whispered the word beer near the tank and
yeah.
It has the memory of beer.
Well,
yeah.
I guess I'm gonna go Natty Ice.
Yeah.
Like this, I mean, the problem is that if there's hops in it, God, even then though, like, mm-hmm. God, my lord.
Now I really want
this is a way harder choice
one.
For me well, than it should be.
This can be done. You are the engineer, after all.
Oh, yeah. Oh, Jenna, I'm so sad for all of us.
Okay.
Question number four.
Bing.
Oh, shit. Gonna start some shit.
Uh-oh.
Malort or Mav?
Which one has caused more trouble? Which one are you more likely to find around the booth?
Which one has Salsa gotten angrier at recently?
Ooh.
Oh, fuck.
Which one do we talk about more on the podcast?
Ooh. Which one comes alphabetically first?
Which one has destroyed more fencers?
Ooh. That's still Mav.
That is Mav, yeah.
I'm going Mav on this one, personally.
Yeah. Yeah,
I'm going to go Mav.
Fuck.
I'm going to go Mav. Which one is funnier to have your friends put in their mouth?
Well,
Mav.
Question number five.
Okay.
Yep.
Malort?
No.
Or Trump.
Malort.
I will take Malort.
I would elect
any day
Malort.
Of the week. If it means no more Trump, I will fucking drink Malort every day for a year.
Oh god.
I would do that.
I would do that
too.
Cuz
it would be less offensive to me.
I'm going to say Trump because I haven't been to a Malort protest.
Ah!
Yes.
What were we doing during Guy Laughing?
Drinking Malort for charity.
Oh, there's that.
Second email. Question number one, Malort or fire fuel? Which one tastes worse?
Malort.
Malort.
Yeah.
Malort or fart cupboard? Would you rather swim in a pool of Malort or be locked in fart cupboard for 20 minutes?
20 minutes is not that bad.
I'll take 20 minutes.
Yeah. Because if you swim in Malort, it's going to get into every hole.
Yeah, that's... it would burn.
Yeah, well, but maybe it would be like one of those chemical peels. Like a spa exfoliation type thing or some shit.
I've never tasted something through my ear before, but I'm pretty sure that would work, and I don't want it.
Mm. Can you picture getting up your nose, though? It'd be worse than...
You'd have to smell it.
I almost threw up just now, for real.
Moving on, Malort or Nat Ice?
Oh.
Is it more of a punishment to give someone a shot of Malort or a can of Nat Ice?
Malort.
Malort.
I'm still undecided on this. I will need to have the Nat Ice to...
I'm dangerously excited to find out.
I'm sad, but...
Me too.
Question number four. Malort or Mav?
Okay.
Which has a worst aftertaste? Malort or kissing a llama?
Ah, I would kiss a llama.
I'd kiss a llama.
I don't know that I'd kiss a llama, you guys. I don't like slobber. Like when dogs
it
go to get
on the lips.
Oh God, llama fur. Ugh. I'm not an animal person. Like, I don't know if you guys have figured this out.
Mm-hmm.
Not really a. Ugh. I don't like
Even
any
so.
Of this. Ugh. Undecided.
What if it's a plush llama?
Plush llama, I would kiss.
It doesn't say that in the question, but like.
It doesn't not say it.
It doesn't.
Yeah, okay, I'm going plush llama.
Question number 5, Malort or Trump? Would you? Oh, I nailed this one.
Hey,
would you rather have to drink a shot of Malort every day for the rest of your life, or have Trump as POTUS for another term?
Oh fuck, Malort,
Malort,
Oh shit,
all the Malort,
Malort.
I will start now
because my life will probably be longer.
Yes,
because I will, you know, in my older age, we'll have medicine and the environment will be less awful and
yeah.
So
there's that, but also I feel like for more of the last 4 years is more miserable than however long I've got left with a shot of Malort every day, and I could get used to that.
Let's be real, I'm not going to live much longer. I'm going to kill myself at some point.
Raider Lee's going to kill you if you kill yourself.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
She'll bring you back and kill you again.
Yeah. Thank you so much to Mud for sending in that Fast Five.
Yeah, Mud.
If you would like to send in a Fast Five, please send 2 emails to salsa@aonpodcast.com. The first one should contain nothing but the choices. The second one, repeat those choices and then give us the context. Who has a shout out?
Awkward silence. I'm going to give a shout out to the production crew for Klingon. We had 4 actors drop in a week. We have been reshuffling schedules, trying to accommodate new needs and requirements, reconfiguring fucking everything about this goddamn show. We have not killed each other yet. And I would like to give a shout out to all of those people, specifically Jason as director and Megan as stage manager. I mean, bonus points also go to Angela and Jessica, but having worked most directly with Jason and Megan, trying to figure out fucking when we can get everybody together for a specific rehearsal and what we need to shift. And, oh, God, well, now that fucks with this person's availability and all of that stuff. Just trying to get this cast. Man.
A terrible cheers. Jenga game of scheduling.
Yeah. It's been... I don't think I've ever seen Jason just... like, frustrated in the specific way that I got to see him the other night. So, also, he hasn't killed me, so bonus points for that. Much appreciated.
We appreciate that, yeah.
Yeah, and I know the show is going to be incredible, but the past couple of weeks have just been one fucking thing after another. Some of them an hour apart. I was like, okay, so how are we going to deal with this thing? Fuck this other thing. God damn it. Like, it's yeah. So, shout out to production for Klingon.
I have a shout out to parents that... well, I guess not even parents, just people. Anyone who... is considerate enough to take a look at some common allergies and things like that and have a separate bucket for trick-or-treaters that might not be able to have stuff that was made in a place that has peanuts and things like that. 'Cause I know that can mean a lot to kids.
Yeah.
Like...
I have no idea what that's like.
Right. Not having to sift through a bucket and look picky in order to find the one piece of candy that wasn't made someplace that will kill you if you try to eat it. Like, that's...
Yeah.
It's a good experience not to have to do that. So, yeah.
I am sorely tempted to give my shout out to James's enormous meat stick.
Oh, god damn it.
But I'm not gonna.
You mean his summer sausage?
I mean his spring, summer, and fall sausage.
What the fuck? Please don't let this be a thing.
It's way too late for that.
Salsa is not gonna remember next week.
Oh, thank god.
I might.
Oh,
but Salsa won't.
I'm gonna give my shout out to Apple Orchards.
Yeah. Hey.
Very cool.
They are fun to bring your family. They are ultimately healthy because you get apples. And they get you outside, and it's a fun family activity to just kind of go out there. And my kids absolutely loved, you know, just, I mean, most of the time we were there was spent, you know, looking at the animals and playing on the bouncy castle thing. But we did take like 10 minutes and picked our own apples and just let the kids do that. And they had a blast.
Nice.
Absolutely a huge fun time with that. And then we came home and made apple bread and apple crumble.
Ooh.
And so, yeah. So, Orchards.
Yeah.
Yay.
All right. Who has something to plug?
I do.
Yeah. I mean, I already plugged mine, so go. Mm.
Ville Show, this Friday. Halloween themed. We're going to have costumes and some new swank stuff. But then also coming up very quickly, again, GalaxyCon, we will be on stage at, it turns out, 8:30 p.m. Friday.
Nice.
And not 11 p.m. They bumped us up. And it will
be prime time.
It will be a longer show than usual.
Oh wow!
We have been given more time.
Okay.
So we're real excited about that.
Yeah.
They do have day passes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And the Friday day pass is cheaper than the Saturday or the Sunday.
Yeah. I will
in fact,
also.
Isn't it like only maybe like $20 or $30 or something like that?
Yeah.
So it's not much more than the price of a regular show.
For the cup of coffee.
Plus GalaxyCon.
There is also going to be Double Blind.
Yes.
At GalaxyCon.
I've heard rumors of that too.
Multiple shows. So go out there, catch a couple of shows, have a good time, meet some people, and enjoy your weekend.
Do it and you're cool.
Do it and you're cool. Do it and you're cool.
Yep, I already plugged Clean On, and that's basically what I'm focused on.
Give us the basic information again.
Go to MoundsTheatre.
.org.
Dates start December 6th. Final show is December 28th. Weekends, primarily.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful.
At the Mounds Theatre.
Oh, I meant honorable.
Honorable. It's honorable.
I do not have anything to plug at the moment. Casimir is in hibernation, and Salsa doesn't have anything until February or so.
Yeah.
So.
Okay.
All right. Well, thank you so...
Oh.
Yes.
One other quick, just kind of plug shouty outy type thing. The Twin Cities Horror Festival starts this Thursday.
Yes.
There are three shows that I know of that have direct friends of mine, many other shows that are just awesome outside of that. Definitely make sure to see the co-production with Aaron Shepherd and Matt Kesson.
Yes.
It's going to be fucking incredible. And then there's Charcoal Moon and Gemini. Those are a couple more shows that you want to go see. And then, yeah, it's all going to be real good. So check out some Twin Cities Horror Fest.
Cool. Yeah.
All right. In that case, thank you so very much for listening. Thank you to Mud for sending in that Fast Five.
Yay, Mud!
Behalf of myself and James and Jenna, eat the fucking cake.
Om nom nom nom.
Bye. Nom. I love you. Bye.
Take it away, Salsa.
Cha.
Cha, 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 cha.
Verbal Jazz Fingers.
Verbal Jazz Fingers is the name of my new Led Zeppelin cover band.